Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to PS10 Radio. I am your host, Angelon, and today is another segment of Self-Care Sunday. So it's going to be a short segment today because we're enjoying the holidays with family and friends, and we would like you to be able to spend that time with your family and friends. However, everyone is not feeling joyous and exceptionally into the social aspect of the season, and you know, many people have lost relatives or lost loved ones that kind of put a damper on them feeling festive or very social and wanting to gather with other people at this time. So we want to kind of pay homage to that. And just the fact that many people, it seems like more and more growing numbers of people are experiencing this kind of feeling during the holiday. So we just want to reiterate today that it's all about self-care. You know, we can't give with an empty cup. We can't share of ourselves if we're empty inside. But there are ways for us to take care of ourselves so that we can do the basics and we can also be able to function within the holiday season, because not only is Christmas here, but then you're going to be embarking on the new year, and a lot of times people put a lot of weight on that, just as far as, you know, who they're going into the new year with, and reflecting back on the whole year in general, and just seeing maybe they weren't able to meet their New Year's resolutions. Maybe they weren't able to meet goals that they had set for themselves. So it can be very disappointing as well. I heard many people already say that I'm not doing New Year's resolutions because I never make them. And so, you know, it can be kind of a fun way to think about the new year. It can be kind of depressing for some people who just feel like I just didn't make the milestones I wanted to make. I didn't reach the goals I wanted to reach. So we're going to really pay attention to that, quickly review, and look at an article that was on Mighty.com about self-care. It was a self-care checklist, and I thought it was pretty good. So I just wanted to start with letting everybody kind of get used to, you know, just practicing self-care and what that looks like. It looks different for all of us. For me, practicing self-care is very important. I think that we need to make sure that we are actually being considerate of others when we're doing it, because, you know, if you have children, you can't completely be like, oh, we're not having Christmas and we're not going to do anything. You do have to consider it, and maybe to me, I feel like it's more about the experience of Christmas. It's about, it's supposed to be about love, about Christ, and about loving people enough to be around them and spend time with them and maybe do some form of service for them, whether it be, you know, let's go do something together, like give to people who are in need, let's collect items for people who are in need. Maybe you can do something nice for a neighbor together with your family, or maybe you can have your kids make things for people who are at a nursing home or retirement facility. They would really love that. Sometimes we have to look outside of the tangible things and the materialistic things and look at those experiences. So I just want to briefly play a little clip from one of the classics. Kind of reminds me of how you feel when you, how you may feel when you're not feeling very festive around the holidays. So let's see if you guys recognize this clip as well. So when I think of how people must feel during this time, even though they may speak of some kind of traditional things in that song that we may see, people are hurting out here. And so one thing that we did talk about last week in regards to self-care is we have to learn to say no. We have to be okay with saying no and saying no, we're not going to be able to participate in that party, or, you know, no, I'm not able to do the Secret Santa or something like that. A lot of that has already passed, probably for most of us, for the holidays. But, you know, and also, you know, if you don't feel like going anywhere, or you don't feel like doing certain things, you don't have to, don't feel obligated. If it's going to push you to an anxiety attack or anything like that, or something of where you're feeling anxious or frustrated or angry or into drama, you know, we want to be as stress-free as we can during the holidays. Make relaxing a priority. Put yourself first, you know, light some candles, you know, enjoy a nice, your favorite movie. It doesn't even have to be a Christmas movie, just anything that makes you feel good. Exercise and move. It feels so good to exercise and know that you're treating your body well, as well as putting the right things into your mouth, just having good eating habits. Spend some time with God and give gratitude. Just be thankful for this whole year. Be thankful we're breathing. You can move around. You're able to see your family and loved ones if you choose to. You know, just that you have money to pay your bills, or you're able to just have the minimal things. You know, you're able to have transportation, or able to have friends, or, you know, whatever it may be, you're blessed with children. Just be appreciative of that, and maybe even start a gratitude journal that you can carry over until, you know, the new year. And just realize that tough times don't last, and you will get through it. So you have to just take care of yourself and stay connected with people that you do feel comfortable around. It's not really favored or suggested to isolate yourself. Those are kind of dangerous things to do during the holidays. But when I looked online and I looked at themighty.com, they had a self-care checklist, and I really appreciated it. It had a lot of things that I have already shared in the previous week for the podcast. So number one on the list, and this was written for 2018, by Anna Cedar, And she has on here, take time for yourself and just be willing to put time for yourself aside, have a quiet space where you can collect your thoughts and just really be in tune to your needs and what you need during this time, you know, which may be time to yourself. That may be what you need. Or you may need to surround yourself with certain people or certain things to connect with your breath. So as I stated earlier, you don't want to get pulled into so many different directions, especially socially and having to interact with other people that you develop the panic attacks or have social anxiety and you're forcing yourself to do things that you don't feel comfortable doing, because that's not going into anything in a healthy way, and it can be counterproductive and actually cause more stress for you. So if you're starting to feel a little panicky, you're not sure if you are feeling comfortable in a situation, try to separate yourself from the situation at the moment, whether it be go to the bathroom or in a corner, and just take the deep breaths and slow down your breathing. And that will actually help you to just really just be in that moment and take in what's going on around you without having a panic attack. Number three, she said to be mindful of drug and alcohol use, you know, especially around New Year's. Like, people want to get, you know, they want to get lit is what the term is. They want to get hyped. They want to get, you know, they want to party. They just want to just do all kinds of things that they feel are joyful and that are relaxing to them, which is, you know, to each their own. However, to overindulge in these things or to not be mindful of these things and to just mix things all together that don't go with each other, you could end up surpassing your personal limit and be in a realm of dangerous territory health-wise. You know, there's been a lot of stars lately that have actually been in the news, or just not even stars, but, you know, regular people like you and I who have overindulged or who have experienced some negative effects of drugs or alcohol use. And, you know, those people actually lose their lives or end up in the hospital or intensive care, something like that. And we just don't want to create negative scenarios for ourselves and doom our future by not being mindful of how much is too much for me and how much is enough for me to say, oh, okay, I enjoyed myself, but I don't have to go overboard. Number four, practice a healthy relationship with food. We've talked about that before. Just be mindful of what you put on your plate and how much you put on your plate. Just because you have a box of cookies doesn't mean you have to eat them all. Consider your health. Consider your teeth. Consider your future. Consider, you know, if you have other people you can give some of the treats to or share the treats with. You know, if you're a baker and you love to bake, but you know it's just not good for you to have that food around, give those things away as gifts. You can fairly, in my opinion, you can still give gifts out between Christmas and New Year's as Christmas gifts. It's okay. So if you feel like, oh, I'm going to bake all day on Christmas Eve, great. You don't have any plans to get with family or loved ones, then go ahead and give them away as gifts. People would love that. Number five, take care of yourself during interactions with family. There may be drama. You may have some disagreements. There may be people you haven't seen or spoken to all year long that you're going to have to be around. There may be people whose lives have just totally changed, and they're your family members, and you don't agree with them, and you just disagree with some of the choices that they made. You put that to the side and just enjoy, I'm with my family, and try to be in the moment and not harp on the past and bring up things in the past. Number six was to make room for grief in the holidays. Again, consider your loved ones and consider the other people who have experienced a loss. And also just remember that the holiday stress will pass and you won't have to endure it very long. So I hope that this brief overview and review of just practicing self-care during the holidays is helpful to you. Again, we looked at mighty.com for those last seven checklist items. And we have other tips that we gave you as well, and they kind of overlap each other. And so we just hope that you can be the best you that you can be, one positive step at a time as you go into this holiday week. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We will return after the New Year, and have a peaceful vacation if you are on vacation.